Trump's vision for peace clouded by outbursts. Texas border business. Texas border business. In a recent post on his platform Truth Social, former President Donald Trump addressed the ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia with a mix of pointed commentary and his signature bravado. Centering his message around a quote from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Trump expressed frustration with what he sees as inflammatory rhetoric undermining peace efforts. Zelensky, in a statement featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, declared that Ukraine will not legally recognize the occupation of Crimea. Trump reacted sharply, calling the comment harmful to peace negotiations and suggesting that Crimea, annexed by Russia in 2014, is no longer a matter for discussion. According to Trump, the territory was lost years ago under the auspices of President Barack Hussein Obama, and thus should not be a focal point in current talks. He further argued that Ukraine had not defended Crimea when it was first taken and questioned Zelensky's current stance. If he wants Crimea, why didn't they fight for it 11 years ago when it was handed over to Russia without a shot being fired? Trump asked, adding that the region has long housed Russian military infrastructure, particularly submarine bases. In an increasingly dire tone, Trump suggested that Ukraine must choose between peace or continued war, warning that prolonging the conflict would be catastrophic. He can have peace or fight for another 3 years before losing the whole country, he said. Despite claiming no personal connection to Russia, Trump positioned himself as a potential peace broker. I have nothing to do with Russia, he insisted, but have much to do with wanting to save, on average, 5,000 Russian and Ukrainian soldiers a week, who are dying for no reason whatsoever. He condemned Zelensky's statement as one that would only prolong the killing field. Trump concluded by suggesting a peace deal is within reach and that Zelensky, whom he called the man with no cards to play, should stop obstructing progress. He expressed eagerness to assist both sides, declaring that the war would have never started if I were president.